Marjorie Taylor Greene owns Democrats throwing a fit over renaming the Gulf of America. By Hannah Knudsen on May 9, 2025. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, put Democrats in their place after the left threw a collective fit over the U.S. House formally passing a bill to codify President Donald Trump's Gulf of America executive order. The House passed Greene's measure in a 211-206 vote on Thursday, as she directed her staff to begin the legislative process of changing the name after Trump made the big announcement on the name change, going from the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Representative Don Bacon, RNE, was the only Republican to side with Democrats. On Thursday, Greene addressed Democrats collectively melting down over the name change. "Democrats are throwing a fit over renaming the Gulf of America, but why?" she asked on X, "because they'd rather honor a foreign country run by drug cartels than stand up for the American people." Greene pointed out that the Gulf is defended by the United States, not Mexico, with our Coast Guard and Navy. Every year, tens of thousands of pounds of deadly drugs, including cocaine, fentanyl, meth, and heroin, are trafficked through the Gulf and smuggled into our communities, she wrote, noting that the U.S. Coast Guard has seized over 100,000 pounds of cocaine and over 10,000 pounds of marijuana, much of it trafficked through these waters since President Donald Trump assumed office on January 20, 2025. "Democrat policies have fueled this crisis. They opened our borders, defunded border enforcement, and prioritized illegal aliens and MS-13 gang members over American families. These same Democrats are now outraged over the idea of renaming a body of water that we protect, we patrol, and we pay for," she continued, explaining that Democrats are not upset about geography but because their America Last agenda is being exposed. "The Gulf of America is a symbol of national pride, and it's long past time we start acting like this is our country again," she added. Trump doubled down in a proclamation on February 9, 2025. Deeming it the first ever Gulf of America Day. The proclamation read in part, "On January 20, 2025, I signed Executive Order 14172, restoring names that honor American greatness." Among other actions, that executive order required the Secretary of the Interior, acting pursuant to 43 U.S.C. 364 through 364F, to take all appropriate actions to rename as the Gulf of America the U.S. continental shelf area bounded on the northeast, north, and northwest by the state of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida, and extending to the seaward boundary with Mexico and Cuba in the area formerly named as the Gulf of Mexico. "I took this action in part because, as stated in that order, the area formerly known as the Gulf of Mexico has long been an integral asset to our once burgeoning nation and has remained an indelible part of America. Today, I am making my first visit to the Gulf of America since its renaming. As my administration restores American pride in the history of American greatness, it is fitting and appropriate for our great nation to come together and commemorate this momentous occasion and the renaming of the Gulf of America." Rep. Bacon, the only Republican to turn against the majority, told CNN that he believes the name change is juvenile. "We're the United States of America. We're not Kaiser Wilhelm's Germany or Napoleon's France. We're better than this. It just sounds like a sophomore thing to do," he said.